Jack kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
Let
it.
Let me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Keep me, never.
Station with the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
And it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh my gosh. The music just turns me on.
Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tell you we're gone.
91.5 WMFO, Friday night. The time with Chase Carson, 10:15. A good evening. Oh, man, feeling happier than the kid with an unlimited Visa card in that bakery, man.
Woo!
Fresh off a stay of the island. Tonight's a big night. My man John Pierce is in the house. We're going to be talking to him very shortly. And, Maybe not right away. We got some great stuff coming up, really. He's already started. Security's in the house. 91.5, time to Chase Carson.
Smile and say, hey,
91.5 WMFO on the dance floor. Classic monster from back in the day. Diana Ross in Love Hangover. And that's the 14-hour special remix right there for you in the time zone. And as previously mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, please rise to your feet and put your hands together and welcome back into the studios, handcuff free, Boston's own John Pierce, ladies and gentlemen. John Pierce.
Woo! Great to be here, Chase.
All right, you can talk now. I'll take you back up.
Thank you.
He's still not coming over here. What's going on? Which mic are you on?
I don't know.
All right, try that one.
Hello?
Hello?
This right. is so professional. Right, now you can hear me, right?
There we go.
Okay.
All right, now
you are a pro.
There it is. All right. Well, you know, people come in here, you know, they change stuff, and you don't, you know, when you come back, you don't know, you know, the things they do. But anyway, it's good to see you, man.
Good to see you too, brother.
I wish I could say, like, usually when you come on, I usually say, man, I haven't seen you since the last time you've been on here, but you've been harassing me and stalking me for the last couple of months. By the way, the restraining order, I had to do something because you were following me up to my house, but
yeah.
I removed that, so yeah. You're all set now.
Well,
but I just hung out.
I followed you to your house. You asked me, does everybody know that Chase got a new dog?
I do.
So he says, come on over, John. You got to come over and see the dog. I says, no problem. So I go over to his house, I go see the dog, and all of a sudden the dog comes running out of the bedroom with one of Chase's toys. I don't know, it had a head on each end, and it was rubber, and it was banging up and down in his mouth. And I thought that was odd because Chase lives by himself. I mean, I don't know.
That's not true. But Humphrey, I'm gonna talk about him a little bit later. I got a beef with him. I'm gonna talk about him a little later. But man, he's doing good. But how's things going with you, man?
No, great.
I saw you get some more pictures down into where were you? Not Chatham. Was it Chatham?
Yeah,
the harbor
in Orleans.
Orleans. Harbor, beautiful, yeah. Nice, beautiful pictures.
Oh my
down
God,
there.
That place is gorgeous.
All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Johnny's Funky Favorites. We got those coming up. I got to talk about. Let's see, the movies, man. I went to the movies this week. I took Little Roscoe to the movies.
Nice.
And I got to tell you about that. That was good, too.
Nice.
And we're going to talk about that other thing that we can't talk about right now.
Okie dokie.
And we can't talk about... Oh, by the way, you've been on here before, so I don't have to tell you. You know, there's no cussing.
You're kidding me.
And this time, you have to keep your pants on.
You're going to be pipping me.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, hanging out with my man...
John Pierce.
On 91.5 WMFO.
Smiling face with
91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO with Ross Royce and Carl Walsh. John, you remember that one, right?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Man, that was a classic back in the day, man.
Yep.
You gonna, maybe if you sit up closer to the mic instead of, you know, sit in the back room. Maybe
should I put it in my mouth like you have yours?
Anyway, we're going to do shout-outs. We're going to do shout-outs. You get shout-outs? You all set?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do those right on the other side of this. So we're going to get to some donations going, some money here. We need some cash.
I know.
So we need your money.
Money, please.
You know,
we are on a radio station.
Yeah, you know, like cash money.
We are so very poor.
And we're really poor.
Like, I'm wearing a barrel right now.
Yeah, you can't even afford it.
We're doing this for free.
Like, come on, we're college students. It's a really nice service.
And it's still
costing us money. Yeah, free form radio.
We are just give us the money.
All I want is money.
The money.
We just need money.
Oh, my God.
Donate at www.support.wmfo.org, or you can send us something like a check at P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website for more info.
Words. We are in our fundraising drive, looking for some cash here. So if you want to keep Freeform Radio going the way you want and keep the programs and the shows that you have here on WMFO throughout the rest of the listening season, please make your donation. You can go on our website. That's WMFO.org. And you can make a donation right there on our website. And we're giving away great stuff, T-shirts, bags, a date with John Pierce. All kinds of great stuff.
Come on, guys. Get your money out.
Or just WMFO Medford, Mass, 02105, and send us cash, right? And we'll get that set up.
Oh, bam. Speaking of cash,
yes.
I got your wallet. You know what? It was empty when I found it, really.
Actually, it had some change in that. Actually, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love
love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make some breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Words. Shout-outs and big ups to all the fathers out there doing the right thing, taking care of their families and health, all that stuff, all right? Hey, did I mention John Pierce was here? Johnny, how's it going, man?
Not bad.
All right, let's get into some shout-outs. You got a couple shout-outs? Wait a minute, hold on. All right, settle down. Shut up! I hate when they keep doing that. Let me talk.
Well, what are you going to do?
All right, why don't you go ahead first?
Okay.
Just finish, cough into the mic.
Yeah, we're both professional.
Professional show.
Okay. Right. Yeah, first I want to say happy birthday to Millie. Tommy Olsen, and give you a shout-out.
Tommy!
Michael Crory and his band, Loose Connection, going to be at the Pleasant Cafe over in Maynard on October 8th at 8 p.m.
When is that? October 8th?
October 8th at the Pleasant Cafe. That's Loose Connection.
Okay.
Michael Crory, good time. Okay. You got to go check that out.
I might do that.
Good time, man. Right. And then one other thing. I just want to send a shout-out to Louis Bello. Congratulations, man.
I saw that.
Boston Music Awards.
Congratulations, Louis.
Nominated for Best Male Vocalist.
I did see that.
Good job, Louis.
Great job, Louis. Hey, can we get him on one day? Is he still talking to you?
But you just kind of scared him when you brushed your hand against him.
Anyway, here's my shout out to my girl Rini on the island. What's up, baby? Get home.
Hey.
We need you back here. Hurry up. Shout out to my man Little Roscoe. What's up, man? Shout out to the Humpster, Humphrey. She said I can't call him the Humpster. Don't call him the Humpster because it sounds like a dumpster, so don't call. Shout out to my man Humphrey, which I mentioned earlier. Let me turn this down. I had a beef with him. I don't know if you saw on Facebook the other day, I posted a picture of me and him. We were watching the game.
Yeah.
Watching the Red Sox game, the Red Sox-Yankees game. So, and I had him on the bed. You know, he usually doesn't come on the bed, but Rini wasn't home. So I said, right, you can sit in the bed, man, hang out. Yeah. So we're sitting on the bed, and I keep the sliding door open in the kitchen so that if he has to do his business, I don't have to go downstairs and open the sliding door. He just usually runs out, does his business, and comes right back in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting around to the game in the end of the sixth inning. So he gets up and he goes out the bed. I go, where are you going? He goes, I just got to go outside and take a leak. I said, all right. I said, on your way back, can you do me a favor? Grab a beer. He goes, yeah, sure, no problem. So I'm sitting out there waiting, the seventh inning starting, it's been like 4 or 5 minutes, I'm waiting. All of a sudden he comes up the stairs, he's got two beers in his hand. I said, that was pissed for two reasons. One, he didn't ask me if he could have one of my beer because he already drank a six-pack the night before and didn't replace it. And the second, he didn't have a glass for me.
Oh, man.
So I said, that's it. I said, that's it, man.
What kind of dog is that?
You know what I mean?
God.
But anyway, the Humpster's doing well. 17 pounds in 3 weeks, man. He's eating out of house and home.
Nice.
But shout out to the Humphrey. Shout out to my brother down at ATL. What's up, Mark? I talked to him this week. He's glad that you're out and you were acquitted.
Yep.
Shout out to Uncle Fred. What's up, man? Uncle Fred holding it down.
Ready?
Yeah, okay. but I mentioned it, okay? So give me my money. Shout out to Marjorie down at Cuts. They got us down at Cuts. If you're out there in the hood up until midnight, they're cutting hairs down. They have the time tunnel on every midnight, every Friday night till midnight. Big shout out to Raj, thanks. Shout out to Suds. Girls on there doing their clothes. And John, they want to know if you want to come down and help fold panties. I said you'll be right down.
I said he'll be right down.
But these are men's. Men's.
men wear. Oh, that's right. Yeah, men wear panties.
That's a negative.
Shout out to
Seattle, my man Wayne. Out of Seattle. Shout out to Old School Steve. Shout out to my girl, my sister-in-law Bev. Keep your head up. Shout out to Bev. Shout out to the Lounge, Danny Martinetti. You can check them out Thursday nights, the hours of 8 and 10 right here at 91.5. And you can also check out those criminals on the Giddy Up Friday afternoons between hours of 2 and 4. My man Paulie B and the lovely and luscious Tina Reid. Hey, did you see that? They just sent me a shout out and he said, I'm listening with Tina Reid. Does that mean they're
listening?
Yeah, are they good? Because there was, I don't know, but I don't know if I can say this, but
what?
There was problems, so I don't know.
I think Paulie went to the doctors and they gave him that mildew pills, so it's not much of a problem anymore.
Anyway, that's our shout-outs for tonight. We're going to come back and talk to John Pierce. A lot of stuff to talk about. That's not true about Paulie B. That's not true. Anyway, we're going to come back and talk to John Pierce. This is the Time Zone with Chase Castle on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Oh, man, he's going to be calling in a minute.
you. Yeah, and it's true. Lottie dot, twinkly D. Do you believe in a girl like me? Shiny's the one for you to be with. But when I'm caught all alone, I start messing. It's from state of depression. And then the thunder clouds of doubt move in. I begin to wonder, do you still love me? But after that, my whole world is beautiful.
Station WMFO.org.
You make me feel so good.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson.
Such a long time.
91.5 WMFO, Thelma, Houston, and used to hold me so tight. That was a monster damn floor classic back in the day. Going to the Town Center with Chase Carson. We bring the best of a classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here at 91.5. Hanging out tonight, special co-host, guest star, my man, Boston's own John Pierce, ladies and gentlemen, John Pierce. Sorry, I didn't cue up the applause for that time.
That's all right. I'm used to it.
Sorry about that. You know what? By the way, I was looking at you when you write your notes and stuff. You look tired. You get enough sleep these days?
I'm exhausted. I had to get up at 3:30 this morning. So I got home about 5 from my regular job, and I said, you know what, I think I'll take a snooze. Well, just about that time, I guess you must have been just getting up, and all of a sudden you turned into Chatty Cathy on the text thing.
No.
I thought you'd stuck your fingers in Pauly B's Viagra, for Christ's sake. Them fingers were hard as rock. They kept typing and typing. I was trying to sleep, Chase. That's why I'm tired, all right?
Anyway, I was up early this morning. I got up about 1. I was up way before that. But I didn't know. If you didn't want me to text you, you were sleeping. You should have told me. You were taking a nap. I would have left you alone.
Well, it's hard when I hear ding, ding, ding. Because you don't text like the normal person and say what you want. You speak in small syllables. Hey, ding. It's Chase. Ding.
Anyway, all right. I won't text you anymore. I won't text you ass anymore. All right. Leave Paulie alone, man. He's already called. He's calling me up now. And he said to be texting. He's all pissed off about what he said before.
He'll probably meet me out in the parking lot with a gun or a shiv or something.
He probably would. Hey, man, we're cool. Hey, Paulie, me and you are cool, bro. We're cool. Me, you, and Tina, we're cool.
Yeah, you're listening.
We're definitely cool.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Did I tell you I went to the movies last week?
No, you were going to tell me about that. That's what I was going
to
ask you.
I went to the movies. I took little Roscoe to the movies. And we saw an unbelievable movie, The Magnificent Seven.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see
it. It was unbelievable for two reasons. The first reason was it was a black cowboy. Denzel Washington played the cowboy.
Yeah.
And the second thing was he lived until the end. Because usually there's a movie, you know, in movies, usually there's a black guy in a movie. There's like 4 or 5, you know, white guys. There's a black guy in a movie. And especially if it's a suspense or a drama, he's usually dead before the first half hour.
It's the rule of odds.
Within the first hour, something happens, a freak accident, he's dead. Oh, jeez, I never saw that happen before. You guys just say, wow, what happened to him? And he's gone. So I remember this movie I was watching, which brings along the line about, living to the end. It was this movie about the water, and it was a shipwreck. And the ship had hit something in the water. And there were 5 people in the water. There's 4 people and this 1 black guy. And they're sitting there, they're treading water for life. And all of a sudden, in the distance, they see a boat. And the boat's got the lights coming, and it's coming towards them.
Yeah.
And the black guy says, oh, man, I can't believe I made it. And I was saying to myself, wow, they're going to let this guy live to the end of the movie. No sooner as I said that, a shark came out of the water, ate the brother in half, and killed him in the movie. Then the credits rolled. The poor bastard. Never made it to the end.
Oh,
but anyway, Denzel Washington made it to the end. That was a great movie. That was a great movie.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
If you want to go see a movie,
now
go see that.
Now that he gave the ending away, that the shark eats Denzel Washington
no,
at the
no,
end.
That was a different movie.
Oh, I'm tired. I didn't know.
All right. This is The Time Teller with Chase Carson and
John Pierce.
On
WMFO, Medford, Boston, 91.5.
All right. He made it. He almost made it to the end. You are listening to The Time Tunnel. I am Chase Carson, and we are 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.